USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More families are gathering on this, the second pandemic-era Thanksgiving. In New York, spectators returned for the Thanksgiving Day Parade after a mostly virtual event last year. There were 28 floats, 10 marching bands from across the nation, and 15 giant character balloons. President Biden called into the Macy's Day Parade from Nantucket Island, where he and the First Lady are spending the holiday. He also released a video on Twitter wishing Americans a happy and closer to normal Thanksgiving.
As we give thanks for what we have, we also keep in our hearts those who we lost and those who have lost so much, and those who have an empty seat at their kitchen table or their dining room table this year because of this virus or another cruel twist of fate or accident.
He also visited a Coast Guard station on Nantucket where he thanked service members. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An ally of President Trump is speaking out about his recent subpoena.
Republican political consultant Roger Stone on Newsmax this week says the mostly partisan House Select Committee on January 6th is a witch hunt 2.0.
Well, I have until December 17th to give my formal response, and I will do that. But let me say right off the top, this is witch hunt 2.0. This is just a further effort by the Biden administration and the House Democrats to have a chilling effect on perfectly legal, constitutionally protected political activity.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Power companies in Southern California are shutting off electricity to thousands of customers to prevent wind-sparked wildfires. Carl Pride lives in Inland Empire.
Minor inconvenience is nothing compared to losing my house, you know what I mean? So I guess if that's the price we have to pay, that's what we have to pay.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
If you're a man who's a bit overweight, likes kids, and needs a few bucks this holiday season, you might consider this.
Santas are in short supply this year, and COVID-19 is largely to blame. Santa Clauses are mostly played by older people in their mid-60s on average and tend to weigh around 245 pounds. And many Santas last year and this year are continuing to be cautious about making in-person visits to children and gatherings in general. From supply chain shortages to rising prices at the pump and grocery store, the pandemic has had an impact on every facet of our lives. Now it's keeping Santa out of town.
During COVID, some Santas were cautious and just said, hey, I'm going to take the season off. And then this season has said, I might take another season off.
Brittany Skipper is owner of the Royal Entertainers. The California company hires actors to play various characters, including Santa, for private parties and events. Skipper continues on the local NBC affiliate in San Diego that her search for Santas begins early in the year.
So replacing the Santas was a little bit difficult, but we definitely hustle around here. And so we have trainings with our Santas every week starting in August. So every week we would say, hey guys, if you guys know anybody that looks like Santa, you have a friend that has a white beard, let us know. You'll get a bonus if you bring a Santa on.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.